You operate your business through a limited company, but what is the best way to extract money from that company? You might think that once you've set up your limited company, with you being a 100% shareholder and director, then you are free to dip into and out of the company profits as you see fit and use the company bank account as your personal piggy bank. Well, it is your company after all, isn't it? Well, that is wrong. Once a limited company is incorporated, registered, it becomes a separate legal entity in its own right. That means that the company's assets and profits belong to the limited company, not you personally. Therefore, you cannot simply take money out of the business like you did as a sole trader, whose personal and business assets are one of the same. You can take money out of a limited company in a number of ways, all of which must be recorded and accounted for in the books and records of the company. You must also be careful to only take money out of a company if the company is making a profit and once tax and all other financial liabilities have been accounted for. Therefore, there are a number of ways to take money out of a limited company, such as rent, salary, director's loan, and or dividends. I will briefly go through each as follows. Rent. You can extract profits by renting a premises that you own to the limited company. If the rent is at a commercial level, your company gets a tax deduction, but you are taxed personally on the rental income you receive. A loan to the company. You can lend money to the company instead of investing in shares. The company can then repay the loan to you over time without tax implications. Salary. As a director of a company, you can take a salary from your company. As a proprietary director in Ireland, you pay a self-employed PRSI at a rate of 4%, plus universal social charge at rates of up to 8%, as well as pay away on that salary. You can reduce the tax payable on any salary, however, you take by having the company pay your pension contributions on your behalf. Dividends. You can also pay yourself as a shareholder a dividend from the company. And if you're not a controlling owner director, this can be an attractive alternative to salary. However, unlike salary, a dividend is not tax deductible to the limited company paying it. It is also a payment from the after-tax profits of the company. If the shareholder is a resident in Ireland, the company must also deduct dividend withholding tax of 20% from the dividend and pay that tax directly to the revenue. You, as shareholder receiving the dividend, will also pay income tax at 40% on the gross dividend received, but you will get a credit for the dividend withholding tax paid by the company against your income tax liability. Also, a dividend is considered to be unearned income. Therefore, it cannot be relieved by pension contributions like a salary payment. A loan from a company. Your company is a closed company if it is controlled by five or fewer participators or by participators who are directors. A participator broadly means a shareholder or loan creditor of the company. If your closed company makes a loan to you as a participator, it must withhold income tax from the amount of the loan and pay that income tax to the revenue. If your company writes off the loan, you are treated as receiving at the date of the write-off an income equal to the amount written off, grossed up at the standard rate of income tax. The company must pay this income tax to the Collector General. However, the Companies Act 2014 had very stringent rules regarding loans by a company to directors, and such loans are prohibited to directors or parties connected to directors except under five circumstances, including that the loan does not exceed 10% of the company's net relevant assets. Thanks for listening, and if you have any questions on any tax or accounting matter, feel free to contact me. Remember to subscribe to my podcast. Thanks for the support. Also, if there's a subject in accounting or tax that you'd like me to cover in the future, then feel free to message me and I will do my best to do so. Thank you.